Now turn to section 3. Section 3. You will hear two university students discussing their course and a project they are doing together. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 25. Now listen to the first part of the conversation and answer questions 21 to 25.
Hi, Martin.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
Fine. I'm relieved to have done my presentation.
I'm sure. How did it go?
Oh, okay in the end, but I was ever so nervous beforehand. It's silly because I do know my stuff quite well. I must know those statistics inside out. But when you have to get each table of results to come up in the right order, it can make you nervous.
Mm.
It was my first time using the computerised projector, and I was sure I was going to get the controls wrong or something. And, of course, that's not a good situation if you know you've got to listen to questions carefully and be ready to answer quickly.
But it was fine once you got going?
Yes.
I do feel that the standard of presentations could be improved in general. I think a lot of the lecturers agree with me, although I don't honestly know what they can be expected to do about it. Students need to appreciate the difference between style and content. Too many presentations are just a mass of detailed content, all very worthy, without any attempt to engage people's interest. Basic things like looking at your audience's faces seem to get forgotten. And that makes it harder to concentrate on the points made about the research itself.
Yes, there are quite a few improvements I'd like to see. Take tutorials, for example. I feel they're often a missed opportunity. I come out not feeling sure about what I've learnt. Week in, week out, I faithfully plough through the reading list, which is fair enough, but then the discussion doesn't seem to extract the main issues. It's frustrating.
I know what you mean. Mind you, we have to take some responsibility ourselves. I actually got quite a lot from that skills workshop I went to on taking notes, and I'd like to make similar improvements in the next semester. The reading list we get has several websites each time, and I want to learn to navigate my way round them more effectively.
Now that sounds a good idea. Mind you, it means spending more time in the library.
If you can get in.
You mean because it's too crowded? It isn't big enough, is it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I like to work late in the evening and it shuts before I want to finish. But I know you can access the catalogue from a laptop.
Which, personally, I haven't got. Actually, the problem for me is that I like to get up early and start work straight away, and they don't start until 9. I wish they'd change that.
Now you have some time to look at questions 26 to 30. Now listen to the rest of the conversation and answer questions 26 to 30.
Look, we ought to start working out what to do next for our project.
Yes, enough moaning.
OK, the main thing is to allocate the various tasks between us, isn't it?
Yes, well, we're going to need the questionnaire before we can do much else, aren't we? Do you want to handle that?
I'd assumed we'd do it together.
Well, you have more experience than me. Maybe you could think up the main questions, you know, a first version of the whole thing, and then I could read it through.
And make suggestions? Well, OK. My experience on projects has all been with closed groups. I don't really know how you go about selecting subjects from larger populations.
Actually, it's quite straightforward. You use tables of randomised numbers.
Could you show me?
Yeah, I'll take you through the process. That way you'll learn and I'll feel surer for having someone else there. Now that brings us to the interviews themselves.
Right. Would you like to do them, or are there too many?
Well, your typing's pretty fast, isn't it? So if you agree to handle the transcribing afterwards, I'm prepared to do the face-to-face stage. Does that sound fair?
It does to me. But tell me if you find it takes longer than you thought.
And vice versa. And when we get the results all together, they'll need to be run through statistics programs, won't they? Well, that's where I always feel a bit unsure about which tests are the correct ones to choose.
Same here. But we can get advice from the lecturers about that. Shall we do all that as a joint effort?
I think it'd make us feel more secure about what we were doing.
Yes, it would be terrible to get that wrong after all the hard work leading up to it.
And then we've got to present the whole thing to the group. Will you feel up to doing that?
I think we should do a joint presentation. It's all both our work, after all.
I guess you're right. But would you mind getting the slides and so on ready? I find that takes me ages and still doesn't look any good.
Whereas I quite enjoy that kind of thing. OK. Now, we need to think about a few...